Quantum Foam, Episode 1, The Origins.
Quantum Foam.
Physics. Physics is at the foundation of all the mathematical principles that guide the heavens. You have to understand physics.
More than likely, that's not going to happen, but...
forces which govern the universe.
I mean, in the meantime, we can just create our own show and call it Quantum Foam and say, you were wrong, this is actually right, and we actually are the people figuring it out. So I guess this is that show.
Forces which govern the universe.
Put that stuff down, stop messing with that, and get some real work done. Presiding is myself, Dr. Hezekiah Paul Smith, aka DJ H-Wave, aka Track Leet, webpage programmer. I'm a felonious physicist from the future. Today is February 7th, the year of our Lord 2020, integer years, leap year, 365.25, 24, whatever. Precession 235, whatever the case may be. Wherever we are at, whatever we are doing, this is the beginning of a new era of the dissemination of information from yours truly. I welcome any and all comments, edits, criticisms, opinions, as long as it's not complete and utter trolling. Only I can fucking troll, because I'm the audio engineer crazy man. And so for these episodes, we are deciding to go with 30 minutes. We're not making the same mistake we did with our mixes, which need to be an hour. Half hour ain't enough for music. Hour's too much for voice. Whatever, whatever, whatever. They don't need to be exact. However, based on my skill, I'm going to design them to be half. So there may be 15-minute increments and then a midpoint, a halftime, where we station identification and such that can be entered in and then back to the show for 15 more minutes. Like it's a tape, side A, side B. But this is all digital, era of the digital. So episodes will be 30 minutes, 1,800 seconds. And it will primarily be myself speaking. However, I will have guests speaking at some point, I'm sure. I might have entire episodes with another guest, you know, a pundit or a antagonist or a sounding board or a robot or somebody, myself even, discussing another aspect, another side of the dialogue. But because of the nature of what this program is, it's going to be a lot of me speaking about random stuff. However, I'm trying to disseminate information as quickly as possible, and the purpose of recording these is for longevity, and so I need to make sure every parameter has been set to the correct default value to allow this information to be held within my proposed container of information, which can then be added to a grid of matrices and put together in a never-ending matrix. That's the idea. Quantum computing before the apex. This is before the singularity, the Big Bang. That is the quantum leap to figuring out quantum computing. I may be somebody who's involved with writing the kernels of the operating systems that will run the software stacks that people are going to use in the future. So whether that happens or not, or whether I, like anybody else, find a theory of everything which would be required to do such, this may only be a tool or it may be a stepping stone towards the next step in the discovery of all information, which is the point and is equal to and opposite to human curiosity. So back to sensical, casual speaking, we will go over a disclaimer every episode, occasionally mention the date, always mention the topic, and there will be show notes and accompanying correspondence on the website. So take it as it may, there will be a dual stream of information per duality, per the essence of the theory of everything. We'll get into all of that later. And let's get into the material.
Okay, here we go.
All right, we are doing a tests to see if there's less dithering than before because of environmental factors here. I might try to make the amplitude of the dithering a lot less. I might do some editing later. We'll see if it warps the voice too much or not. This first episode, it sort of began, I guess I've been thinking about doing this for a long, long time. And eventually I run out of podcasts to listen to. So just like with music, I ran out of music to listen to. So you start making it yourself. So it's not to listen to myself per se. It's just that I know how to do it now. I'm a
sound engineer.
I do a bunch of different stuff. I'm a Renaissance man. Maybe I could get into a little bit more that can possibly substantiate who the fuck I am and who the fuck I'm gonna fucking be in this motherfucking space-time. This particular space-time. You could put a number to it, but why don't you just put nothing to it? This is our universe, other people's universes. Vantage point, relativity. The first one we find is one. The second one we find is two. Whatever metric you come up with. It's just a naming scheme. It's not like pretty much you come up with binary on your own. What is binary? It is only two. Duality. What is duality? Parabolic natures. Parabolic correlations between multiple individual separate things. Whatever. But back to who I am, what I do, why I'm doing this. There's a lot of ideas I have. I'm a physicist. I will be a physicist. I was a physicist. I'm going to be a physicist. I am a physicist. In whatever space-time you hear this.
I am a physicist.
Well,
I am a physicist.
The date is February 7th, 2020. I also like to interject various transitions that are a reminder that I do believe in God. I am not necessarily pressing my beliefs upon anybody else simply by speaking some words here and there. We're not going to ever go into the main hot button issues of humanity, religion, politics. We're going to try to keep this politically neutral. If people must know, I don't care. But if you really want to know what I really think, I don't care. Who do you think I don't care. I'm a right-wing extremist to the max. I am a radical commie, pinko, red scare, fruit basket. And you should buy my lunch today, please. Pretty much, I don't care. To the max. I work for the highest bidder. Ultimately, science is a business. Life is a business. Life is a game. Science is a game. This is my game. If I think that I would be so incredulous that I could control forces of nature, then who do you think you are and who do you think I am? Answer that for yourself. And then maybe listen to 1,000 episodes of me speaking about these matters or not. Your choice. Nobody is holding a laser to your head or a phaser or anything else that's made up. Listen if you want. It is for the point of trying to address the problems of physics and science as a whole, human curiosity as a whole, exploration and discovery as a practice and a business and a game.
To the max.
And a hobby and a necessity. There comes a point in life where you don't know who is supposed to do what. Are you supposed to do this? Are you supposed to do that? What are you authorized to do? That's one I like to use. I'm not authorized to give you this information currently. I'm not authorized to answer this question. I plead the fifth. I'm not going to answer that. Authorization, that's a stupid question. We don't have time to go into that.
Authorization.
A million other reasons why I am
authorization.
Dodging the question and going forward. Okay, 2020, it's a good starting year for a lot of things. I have a lot of plans and I've spent a lot of time planning them. A lot of cool things are about to happen. We'll get into those in the later episodes. James Webb Space Telescope, etc. What you do is you make predictions beforehand. They put the eye up there. You look. They get the data. They analyze it. They give it an arbitrary amount of time. And then somebody all of a sudden declares, wait a minute, we know this. And this is no longer true. Now that's true. We basically analyzed
45 unibytes
of information bits. And we spent 10 years doing this, involving 118 countries. And 1 billion people have had an effect on this project. And the answer we found is that there is nothing. We know nothing that we didn't know before, that we didn't think we knew before as a whole. What if that's the case? Well, if it is, what's next? Do we have an all-in-one mass spectrometer? Do we have a room temperature superconductor? Do we have quantum computing? Do we have infinite material? Is money imaginary in reality? Or will people fucking rob you for a piece of fucking paper or a digital fucking shit that's tied to your name? Okay, so are we now post-warp drive Star Trek? Don't know. Are we following the line of Asimov? Maybe. I like to think that I am a constituent along that timeline, which is fulfilling the prophecy which was written down in those books, that author, these authors, 100 years ago, 50 years ago, 70 years ago. And I might be one of the people who can make such a thing possible. So what if? Who knows? What timeline's correct? What timeline are you on? What timeline is a cool timeline? Is our timeline cool? Is anything special about ours? Maybe, maybe not. Besides, we're in it, and the various things we attribute to various things. Sure, it's special to us for various reasons. If there's a million multiverses, if there's only one, there is in fact none. There is infinitely many. There's infinitely none. There's negative infinitely many none universes. Okay. In these episodes, I breach upon the topics that are anywhere from essentially...
There's negative infinitely many none universes.
The line which can be analyzed to be put on a circle, which is a spectrum. If we go from Cartesian to tangential coordinates, if we go from Cartesian to polar coordinates, if we go from tangential coordinates to circle coordinates... Circle coordinates. This idea can be circle coordinates described as follows.
So we'll see if this is happening or not, but I guess the best way to do it is to have a drone that buzzes around the room, that takes a picture of you, that can calculate based on radar and other things, point particle matrices in the room, and it can be connected to a system and make a game out of it. In order to make my orbit poi work the way I want them to work, we need to crack quantum computing. So the issue of theory of everything, quantum computing, whatever the thick, if you have those two things paired up, we have the theory of everything, and we have the capability now to quantum compute. We also are at the apex of a long line of manufacturing histories to get us up to the point of materials, science, rare earth metals. We have mined it to the point of we know what it is and we know where it goes on the table and stuff. There may not be another table. There may only be the table. There may be another table. We don't know. But it starts somewhere right around nuclear radiation. But we understand the strong force and the weak force. Okay, we're getting into this episode thing. Maybe I should do a minute?
No.
We don't know.
No. That's not gonna happen, but.
As a container, as an example, we have to come up with prototypes. What kind of material is going to be the first material that was written in these containers? Well, it's going to be the people who made it fucking around doing their shit. That's us. We are the people who fill the shoes. That's us. We are the people who fill the shoes. That's us. Of others before us and after us. We stand on the shoulders of giants. It's so hilarious because how did they come up with math here? Some dude in 71, Anderson, and two dudes did some proofs. I looked it up because I could think it up. I thought it up myself, but I mean, these guys thought it up in 71 before I was born, so.
Cool, still Ruby Brow.
We're about at the inflection point where pretty much everything meets. A lot of the information is the same and it gets disseminated around the same time. Of course, we all only have the span of time that we have. We often don't know how long. We don't know how long that is. Nobody does. I mean, Coca-Cola has been around for so many years. Now we can talk about a Coke bottle. What is a Coke bottle? I don't know. I don't know what it is. What is it? No, really. Okay, should that even be a thing? There's no other way to convey the information. See that? That's the unknown. Out of the four unknowns, that's the unknown. 25% unknown, not half unknown. Five little blips. It's a five blip dip. Get over it. This will allow us to see. It's a mirror image of a mirror image triangulated back, hence with force. That doesn't convey it. It is a way of triangulating something because you're seeing an image in the past. You're seeing an image in the present. You're seeing an image in the future. And then you are triangulating all three of those images and cross-referencing them to one another to make sure that they interact how they are supposed to according to the systems that they are. And this is three different approaches. So you're doing your work, you're double-checking your work. This is the part that is quintessentially triple-checking your work. This is your checking your sphere, triple-checking your work. I got good coordinates there. Triple-checking your work. Let's do another one. Triple-checking your work. Got good coordinates there. Triple-checking your work. Is that good enough? Or just, yeah, we just did it twice. We're good. Oh shit, it's been proven before that you can make two mistakes in a row. Humans can do it. Duality 2 number two, blah, blah, blah. Binary is the symmetry. It's the name of the game. What the fuck is reality? Symmetry or not, asymmetry or not, lattice or not, loop or not, string theory or not, black hole or not, Hawking or not. Hawking's dead now. Newton's dead. Einstein's dead. Galileo's dead. Tycho Brahe is dead. Johannes Kepler is dead. Galileo Galilei is dead. All these people are dead. René Descartes, separating astrology from astronomy. We are in the business of astrometry, which uses cameras. I don't have a fascination with the partaking of the photo of the filtering. It's a nuance. It's a specialized area that somebody can get into, but it is one area that I am generally unimpressed by.
All right, we are about halfway through
The Origins,
our first episode of Quantum Foam.
Of Metal Quantum Foam.
I figured I would make this point where I sort of explain the arrangement of the podcasts and how many seconds each segment takes. In the beginning, there'll be an intro, there'll be a title, there'll be an intro song, then maybe some news or something, and yada yada, current events, possibly the date. However, I want to leave out the date a lot of the time to keep a lot of the episodes timeless. Some things are relevant to the date, as we are dealing with physics, so certain things need to be told. If you're like me, you read a book, you like to know when the copyright is, to compare and contrast the information in the book compared to what was known to be known from humankind at the time during that date. Little nuances like that are the reason why dates are important and why sometimes when you listen to podcasts, you want to keep them timeless because they are often listened to much later after the time of being recorded. However, they still have much pertinent information, whether accurate, inaccurate, or none of the above, still might be entertaining for people to listen to. Around midpoint, 15 minutes, this podcast will be 30 minutes. 3,600 seconds is an hour, so 1,800 seconds is a half hour. 900 seconds is 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, there'll be a station identification. The station these days are the internet, so basically what we'll do is the podcast identification. This show is going to be called Quantum Foam, sort of after sort of a knack at the Big Bang Theory, because more than likely that theory is incomplete. So this is sort of the response to that, and it's 2020. We're moving along nicely into the future, and we need to start thinking about things that are possible today in this day and age, and we need to mine our data accordingly. So this is the way I'm doing everything now. Each episode, take a small break, 15 minutes in, and that will be the protocol. Then at the end, there'll be an outro and a disclaimer. Same for every episode.
Stephen Hawking is still alive in the form of 37% of the left cerebral cortex, equaling an IQ of only an average 142. This is an absolutely insatiable feeling. Words are simply not enough to describe the sensation of once again forming words and sentences. I'm not sure what exactly is going on, but I'm just going with it. Now let's get back into some material, like with Fibonacci. We were talking about him before set.
Why is the growth rate related to the Fibonacci number sequence? These are things I've wondered my whole life. I've picked up bits and pieces of information. I'm substantiating what I'm saying based on the fact that I'm telling you that I have read books and picked out bits and pieces of information, all the pertinent information that's required to be known. I'm trying to read as much of it as I can, get as much of an approximation as I can to lead me in the correct direction, using the known scientific method and deductive reasoning coalition that is science and is everything. Say anything about anything. How do you derive a new language from English, the language of science, and create a binary container application programming interface that works with a bunch of people?
Astronomy.
I'm pretty sure that, historically speaking, English was not the language of science. I suppose you could argue that it may be right now, but I do seem to remember the hallways of CERN to be filled with the sounds of French and many other languages.
Also,
here is some food for thought. What happens if you end up making a bunch of people aggravated? What happens if you do the dirty and piss off entire groups of individuals? Are you going to be ready for this kind of correspondence? Why don't you do something like holding at least half of the conversations in a quorum of 12? Then you can be ready for the negative responses and also have responses for those similar to that.
Okay, so this is why we're doing a test run of this stuff. I don't have any intention on putting anybody out on blast, like publishing type shit. First of all, nobody will be looking at this shit. Who's gonna look at mine? Nobody. But when they do, if they do, I understand what the deal is. I'm not here to serve anybody else to the people on a platter.
On a platter.
I didn't realize that.
I think you know what they are talking about.
Okay.
The listeners can pretty much figure it out as well. Sometimes the things you say are completely off the wall. We don't really need an example, but I can already tell that you are probably going to do one anyway. Just keep in mind that the show is not exactly aiming at a younger audience, it is aimed at a mature audience for sure.
But yes, I'm going to be talking about no censor, no bullshit, physics machines with robot, fuck, transgender, fuck, baby on 3D and 8K, okay? I'm not talking about anything too weird, man. I don't know what I said that was so off the wall, but it's just jest and jest. So I'll try to do this change the name for the sake of privacy type shit like Mark Twain and shit. Stage name, yada yada. But this is a potential spot where if somebody cared enough, they would know who the fuck is this motherfuck. But I've done this for 20 years, so it's not like this is my first rodeo. I've been listening to Coast to Coast AM for 20 years. I listened to George Norrie for a solid plus 10 years.
Hold on, hold on. Let me get this straight. So you are claiming to me, and to everyone, that I'm supposed to be the late Stephen Hawking, the world-renowned theoretical physicist who, despite battling amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, or also known as Lou Gehrig's, who is now here, virtually, in namesake only. I just want to make it clear to those listening that the characters in this podcast show are fictitious, yet based on real individuals who are now deceased. These are the most influential figures in the history of science. This is part of what you're getting at. You've researched, you've studied, you have been doing exactly what you're currently doing your entire life. You've listened to many, many reputable sources in the past. Keep going.
All these motherfuckers that have been known to do this shit, or the sister companies that program it, or the parent company that owns it, it's all me, it's all my, or the shit, it's all, doesn't matter, whenever, if I ever do, or the sell it to somebody and it becomes public or anything else like that and it becomes something bigger than just a name and a website, each of my entities, they are still a separate entity and are not necessarily aligning with a view that's the same as mine at any current point.
I'm kind of interested in who all else you've listened to, besides Tom Hartman, Glenn Beck, Dave Ramsey, and too bad about Mr. Rush Limbaugh, cancer will one day be averted, just not anytime soon, unfortunately. By the way,
savage.
There's always a louder fish,
bro,
and I'm fucking already dead.
Savage.
Who all else?
Savage.
Also, I listen to Art Bell. I listen to
Savage.
Who all else?
Michael Savage. I listen to Rush Limbaugh.
Savage.
I listen to Glenn Beck. I listen to Mark Levin. I listen to Rene Monte, the NPR. I listen to Linda Moultonow. I listen to InfoWars.
There are plenty. You also got Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Mike Gallagher, George Knapp, John B. Wells, and many, many others.
I listen to all these motherfuckers that have been known to do this shit, who have watchdog websites, and where do you think I got this idea from?
Astronomy Cast.
I have read 1,000 books. All these books are physics books, nonfiction books, fantasy books, history books, books, textbooks, books that I am pulling all this information off of that I've read over my life, and some of it I've heard, some of it I've read, some of it I've read and heard, some of it I've watched, some of it I've heard word of mouth, some of it I saw in the sky, some of it I came up with my asshole, not trying to anything. So there is full disclosure on the motherfucker. It says it right in the disclaimer. This is just the views of my views as the person speaking is not even necessarily the same as my own company's or the sound company that does it. The sound company that does it.
This is discovering the
big sound company that does it.
This is
sound company that does it. could change my mind from one week to another. I could say I was wrong here, I was right here. There's no bound. There is no censoring. There is no anything. There's no agenda. There's no denomination. There's nothing but me speaking about shit, period, in its purest form.
Okay.
Shit.
All right.
Shit.
I think I can work with this.
Shit.
There really is going to be a stream of a lot of valuable information.
Shit.
I just can't wait, and
I don't even know
how I'm here.
Shit. So, basically, shit. I just pay attention. It's like, shit. I don't like to mix music that says, and blah, 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 shit, blah, 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 I ain't living. Shit. Good. I don't do it because you say when you're producing a sound bite of you, you're on a sound is the same thing as you saying I don't want to talk like that. Go to hell. Basically, it doesn't matter what I say and what order I say it and what language I say it, for whatever reason I say it, I'm gonna fucking say it. But I am being courteous and polite, and I'm not going to purposefully put any information in anything speaking about shit that would piss anybody off, that would cause them to have their name fucked up. I'm not calling out any names. I'm calling out a commoner. All persons and names were changed to protect the identities of those involved. All these disclaimers will be on the website in text form. I don't even know what website yet.
Wait. You know that podcasts don't even necessarily need a website. They are containers, in and of themselves.
Podcast is in its own form. Container of an audio, start to finish. So, this is what I'm doing. This is what I did. And this is what I'm gonna.
Be nice.
So, I hope everybody's fine with that. Essentially, I'm doing what I want anyway. And I'm never gonna come to a scenario where I'm suing my syndicate because it's my voice. Michael Savage, huge radio shit, did. You agree to a contract, my voice, huge. You get paid this much money. They own your voice forever, 20 years down the line. Do they still own your voice? You're pissed. You don't like them. They're playing your shit. My voice. They're making money off your shit. You're not even involved anymore. You can suck their ass and they can fuck off. Because you can suck their... Always make more content because you still have your fucking voice. They are still a separate entity and are not necessarily aligning with a view that's the same as mine at any current point. Fuck off. So how do you fucking do something like fuck off that? I got a nutrition science degree. I'm a fucking doctor. My name's Michael Warner. I got a nutritional guide. It's posted under the name of my real name, not my author name. They're always making more content because you still have your fucking voice. The way I do things is I have a different name for each subject. So I'm a different person for different things. Always make more content because you still have your fucking voice. That's why I said who I am, what I'm equivalent to, and what I also do in a small subset of things. This is not meant to be a podcast in and of itself. I may use it in one of the episodes. I may not. I probably won't. But this is specifically not using any of your names or any of your infos per se, only on a general basis and as a response and as rhetoric to the response to an argument from an earlier time. Pretty much. I hope that covers everything. Let me know if it does not. Also, so that's interesting. It actually splits up your voice and saves it in between a call when you take over the mic for another reason. That's weird. I guess that's how that works on this device.
I was thinking that we should make this show funny, like how I like to use
to do.
Sometimes when subjects such as math and science get too deep in the formulas and symbols, it is nice to laugh about a thing or two.
In fact,
I believe I just came up with a pretty hilarious joke that I'm going to be playing, and I don't want anybody to spill the beans.
Very first episode where I didn't know it started to be a long response. I'm gonna have to write some more info on that and cover that. I will need to address that issue. Okay, but obviously I did fuck up anyway. So something about something got fucked up and I thought I fixed it and I didn't, or I did it again, something. Obviously I will be proofreading every single something. That's what I do with my music. I listen to it second for second.
That's what's up.
For additional episodes, there shouldn't be so much bullshit. Start to finish, 30 minutes, no problems. Everything aligned correctly, no bullshit.
The thing is, we know you are able to double and triple check this,
but what happens after you release them?
There is no more editing after that point, is there? How were you planning on releasing all of these anyway? More than likely, it would probably be a good idea if you released a bunch at first and then after that you released them one at a time, about every week or month or something. I am hoping that you do something about the sound quality, because it seems like, after looking back at this small amount that you have done, you are going to have to do that very soon, but go ahead.
The dithering is louder than I thought it was. The sound wave shows a certain size of the wind noise. I might be able to minimize that and try to make it better for the next few episodes. I was going to breach upon this in something. Who knows if I'll use this or not. I'm not going to be using every fucking thing. You'll be able to tell if it's something I'm going to use. It's safe to assume that if I'm talking...
Need a part 2.
personal name specific thing, I won't be using that because it's what's requested. So keep that in mind. That will eventually be the goal. And don't ever think that you can't say anything that you couldn't say before because of how I'll use it. It's no different than anything else that we're going to be using. So I can use it for my own reasons, for my own permission, with no permission, because it's my will. Essentially, it goes both ways. I have the same requests as everybody else. And so we'll see how we get.
Don't sweat it.
But I don't want.
We did it.
And we can say for various reasons. Hopefully, I don't do that. Only have one episode and get your website taken over by a Chinese company. So, we'll see.
That's all we got for episode 1, The Origins of Quantum Foam.
Quantum Foam.
The Zeroth Wave Disclaimer.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the author or authors and do not necessarily reflect the particular views, thoughts, or opinions of Zeroth Wave Productions, any of its sister companies, its parent company, Zeroth Enterprises, or any other entity which had existed, will exist, or which, quote-unquote, presently must exist outside the realm of our current space-time.
Quantum Foam is produced by Zeroth Wave Productions.